Start your day right is an exhortation to start your day with prayer, with worship and meditation of the Word of God. I'm Dr. Johnson, and in this episode I'll be reading verses 24 and 25 from Daniel chapter 3. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste and spoke and said to his counselors, "Did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire?" They answered and said unto the king, "True, O king." He answered and said, "Lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God." This is the story of the three Hebrew children, or the three Hebrew youth, who had taken a decision not to bow before the gold image of Nebuchadnezzar the king. The king had issued a decree that everyone had to bow down before the golden image of Nebuchadnezzar the king. When they heard the sound of different kinds of musical instruments, we read that Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego, the Jews who were set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, did not regard this decree by the king, and they did not worship the golden image. Thus Nebuchadnezzar in his anger commanded them to be brought and thrown into the furnace of fire. And they were thrown bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And that is when Nebuchadnezzar, the king, he rose up in haste because he was astonished to see a great miracle. Only three people were thrown into the fire, but now he saw four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they were not hurt. And Nebuchadnezzar came near the mouth of the fiery furnace. And he called out, "Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come forth." And they came out of the fire. And the people were surprised, astonished to see that there was no sign of any damage to their bodies. The fire had no power. The hair on the head was not singed. And there was no smell of fire. And the king, he spoke and said, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego, who sent his angel and delivered his servants who trusted in him." And thus we see there was a great deliverance for this Hebrew youth who would not bow down to the idol that Nebuchadnezzar the king of Babylon had set up. Now this is what they had answered Nebuchadnezzar when he questioned them why they did not bow down. They said, "Oh Nebuchadnezzar, we need not answer this question. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand. But be it known that we will not serve thy gods nor worship thy golden image, even if he does not save us." This great faith of Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego saved them from the fiery furnace. God sent his angel and delivered them. You have much to learn from this. God will deliver us if we trust in him, if we trust in his name and in his promises. I'm Dr. Johnson, and I wish you a blessed day in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.